We just had our mandate renewed by the Security Council in May, and had planned a trip for the whole 5-member panel to come back, and we just got our clearance to come back into the country this week. So all 5 members have been in the country this week investigating the situation in South Sudan for a new report for the Security Council.
So far you arrive in the country, and what are the thing that you have done? You speak about investigating and to write a report, new report on South Sudan.
As always, we engage with the South Sudanese government authorities. We met with the first vice president, Taban Deng. We met with the Minister of Defence and a number of other South Sudanese government officials to get their assessment of the current situation. We met with UNMISS officials, humanitarian officials, embassy staff, and other contacts to try and other contacts in South Sudan to try and get a broad spectrum of views about the situation here.
How long are you going to spend here in South Sudan?
We generally come in for 5-6 days at a time. We have a very intense travel schedule. From here, I go to New York. I travel in the region, Nairobi, Addis, Kampala, London. There's a lot of travel. There's a lot of interest in the South Sudan issue, and so we're trying to you know, meet with as many people and talk about it as with as many people as we can.
And so, is this also going to engage civil society, as you mentioned, you engaged government officials? Is there any plan to meet the civil society?
Yes, we do meet with civil society officials. Some of my colleagues did that while they were here, and we also take opportunities to meet with them in other locations, Addis and Nairobi, when they're also there.
So far, with your engagement with the government official and other people, what are they telling you about the situation in the country?
I think there are mixed messages, to be honest, about the situation. The government has a position that there are many factors which are improving, and they talk about people returning in various locations. However, a lot of the information we have suggests that there is obviously ongoing violence, there's food insecurity, a lot of displacement. So I think there are a great many concerns about the situation, and clearly the war has not ended, and that's the primary concern of the Security Council, is to bring an end to the fighting, and that has not happened.
So any observation that you like to make, any comments you like to make?
The Security Council is very engaged in this. South Sudan will be discussed again at a special meeting in New York during the General Assembly week. I will be in New York addressing the Security Council again in October. So there is a constant attention on this issue. But I think that there is, to be honest, frustration that we're well into the fourth year of this conflict, and people are looking for a resolution. So we are hoping that our trips and our reports on this can help inform decisions to help the people of South Sudan.